With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. All was well at yesterday's big Super Bowl victory celebration in Kansas City, and then gunfire.
Kansas City's fire chief says 22 people were shot when gunfire erupted at the end of the Chiefs' Super Bowl parade. Stephanie Meyer at Children's Mercy Kansas City says they treated a dozen patients.
11 of which are children with 9 gunshot wounds.
Those children between the ages of 6 and 15.
All of those patients we expect to have a full recovery, none of which are in critical condition.
As for their emotional state,
fear.
That sound courtesy KNBC. Radio station KKFI says its DJ Lisa Lopez Galvan was killed in the shooting. I'm Ben Thomas.
A day-long standoff in Washington, D.C. finally ended yesterday with the arrest of a suspect in the shooting and wounding of several police officers.
The standoff started Wednesday morning as officers attempted to make an arrest on an animal cruelty warrant, but the suspect refused to leave his home. As officers tried to get inside, the suspect, 46-year-old Julius James, opened fire.
And correspondent Lisa Dwyer says he kept on firing all day until finally giving up. The three wounded officers expected to recover fully. Also at SRNnews.com, all manner of speculation about some kind of serious national security threat, first mentioned yesterday by Congressman Mike Turner, the Ohio Republican, as chair of the House Intelligence Committee. The White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he'll talk about it today with senior congressional intelligence officials. Standing firm, House Speaker Mike Johnson saying the House will not be rushed into approving another $60 billion for Ukraine. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 41 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 20. S&P futures 6 points higher. This is SRN News. 40 Days for Life is underway.
Twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall, the pro-life campaign organizes prayer vigils outside abortion clinics all across the U.S. Every year, things happen. Women decide not to have abortions. Clinic workers quit their jobs. And occasionally, a clinic closes altogether. The movement went international a few years ago, now involving more than 650 cities in the U.S. and abroad. To find a vigil in your neighborhood, just visit 40daysforlife.com. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Georgia State Senate committee working on legislation that would bar private school teachers from talking to students about so-called gender identity without parental permission. Republican State Senator Cardin Summers says the bill is needed to make sure parents are not excluded from discussions of transgenderism. However, some conservatives say the proposal is a flawed attempt to regulate private schools and it unwisely introduces the concept of gender identity into state law. This is SRN News. Some Jeffrey Epstein victims are suing the U.S. government.
A dozen victims filed a lawsuit on Wednesday accusing the FBI of allowing and enabling Epstein's sex trafficking for over two decades. The victims allege the FBI received credible information about Epstein's trafficking operations as far back as 1996, but did nothing. The lawsuit argues that the FBI continued to ignore tips until Epstein was arrested on sex trafficking charges in 2019. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A trial scheduled to begin today in North Dakota's years-old lawsuit seeking $38 million from the federal government for policing protests of the Dakota Access Pipeline in 2016-2017. The state filed the suit in 2019, and it was followed by years of legal wrangling before the judge set the trial date back in December. More details at SRNnews.com.